It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's here, the waiting, the anticipation, it's over as we will have the MAC semis tonight. 3-seed Delhi taking on 2-seed Unitego. And I'm joined tonight by my color commentary guy, Israel Lormer. Glad to have you back again.
Glad to be here, man.
And you'll be with me on Friday as well for the MAC championship.
Yeah, I can't wait for those two games.
It's going to be great. We will see who wins here tonight. The other game tonight is number one, Deposit Hancock, taking on number four, Green. That game is at halftime, and DH is up 29-26. They had an earlier start than this game. So I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Now, Iz, you've seen both of these teams this year, as you do a lot with BG and working at their table crew. Any thoughts that you have coming into tonight's game?
Well, they've had these are two teams that have been very strong over the last 4 or 5 years. Interesting this year that I thought Unitego would be the number one seed with all the business that happened with DH knocking them off and then all the tiebreaker stuff. But the 10-point win up at Delhi is looming large, I'm sure, with the Delhi girls. I think you're going to see a different team, especially coach probably put a different game plan together. It's going to be interesting to see these two coaches who have won a lot of basketball games go against each other one more time.
Yeah, this is set to be a great one. And, folks, if you're driving in, you better hurry because there is not a seat left to be had. We're looking across, and we've seen this gym packed a bunch this year, but there's not a seat left. People are still coming in. It's the biggest crowd I've seen here, at least this year.
Standing room only. That's what this crowd would be called.
You got to love it. So we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll continue to break it down. It's the MAC girls semis tonight. Unitego and Delhi, 2-3 here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Israel Lormer with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU, and it's our Butler Auto tip-off show. Of course, Iz helps me every year with the MAC championship games down at BU, and we connected earlier today and said, hey, let's get together and do the semifinals. So I'm really excited for this. The regular season game was great. We also did it on CDO. It was close for a long time, but Unitego was able to pull away, and they used pretty much like a half-court trap and really made it difficult for Delhi to get across that mid-court timeline. They tried to take Sylvie a little, kind of their primary ball handler, tried to keep the ball away from her, and it worked wonderfully with the length and the size that Unitego has.
That's what I was going to say. Unitego possesses great length. They possess a lot of quickness as well, and that's where you can really get them in trouble, especially on a slightly smaller court. This is an 84-foot court, and then when they go down to Binghamton, it'll be the 92-foot court. That does change it a little bit as far as that space to work with, especially when you're trying a half-court trap. I'm assuming it's a 1-3-1 or something along those lines, and they're just long.
Yeah, and we'll see if they decide to dial that up here again tonight. You mentioned it before we went to the break that both these coaches, a lot of basketball wins, a lot of knowledge between them, and you know that they've watched each other numerous times this year. So what wrinkle are they going to pull out tonight? It's going to be really fun to see.
Yeah, you never can tell. I mean, if they were successful with that half-court trap, you know they're going to try to run it. But that also gave Coach Bruce a chance to go over that. I'm sure that's what they've been going over as soon as they found out after the tiebreaker all went down when they were playing them what they needed to do. Go back and watch that film and figure out what did we not do so well and how do we need to execute. And Delhi loves to press and then press. They have to get easy baskets. That's going to be their key tonight.
Again, the tiebreaker, in case anyone's not aware, there were three teams that were tied for first in the MAC girls standings, all at 9-1. So Delhi had beaten Deposit Hancock. Deposit Hancock had beaten Unitigo, and Unitigo had beaten Delhi. So they couldn't break it head-to-head. And the tiebreaker rule, as it is for a lot of leagues around the area, are draw names out of a hat. DH got one. Unitigo got two. Delhi gets three. So they really kind of got the short straw. They have to come on the road to a really tough environment here.
The shortest straw has been pulled for you. But for them, can you imagine losing one game in your conference and then not getting a home game?
It's amazing.
You know, and playing at Delhi, we were talking about that at the break. That's always a tough task. I don't care what sport it is. It's always a long trip up there, and it's just hard to go win up there. And Unitigo was able to pull that off earlier, so it'll be very interesting to see.
Well, another reason that, you know, I think a lot of Delhi people were hoping for a home game. Their boys will have one tomorrow against Sydney. Their student section has been phenomenal this year. And when I say phenomenal, it's been next level just craziness. The costumes, the chants, and it looks like a lot of them are here tonight. They're sitting directly across from the Unitigo student section, who we've referenced a lot of times this year. I saw a Delhi Oneonta girls game earlier this year, and I usually don't buy into the crowd having that big of a factor, but I really thought that Oneonta was rattled by the student section that night. Now, I'm interested to see if anything like that happens here tonight because they've been loud and proud and a lot of school pride.
It'll be fun to see it go back and forth here. They're sitting directly across from each other, and you know that they'll get into it a little. I'm glad they're not sitting right next to each other.
Yeah, that's they put a little space in between them, so that's been good. But, again, standing room only here, folks. I mean, they were pouring in, and usually there's little pockets of seats here and there where you might be able to find one. Not tonight. It is standing room only.
Yeah, you can hardly see those green bleachers that are here at the Unitigo gym.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere. So we're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. We'll be back. It's the MAC semis tonight, Delhi and Green, packed house here tonight at the U. For Israel Lorimer, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell and Israel Lorimer with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Let's get you our starting lineups. First, for visiting Delhi and head coach Todd Bruce. They start with senior number 3, Riley Mason. Sophomore number 4, Sylvia Little. Senior number 5, Alana Rucker. Junior number 11, Sophia Wakin. And junior number 13, Chella Schnabel. On the other side, for Unitigo and head coach Bob Z, the guy who's been doing it for decades, they start with senior number 3, Paige McCoy. Junior number 13, Jenna Faulkner. The Perry sisters are next. Both juniors, number 20, Megan Perry. Number 21, Morgan Perry. And Brockport-bound senior number 23, Haley Lucia. Unitigo is in their home whites with the green trim. It says Unitigo in green lettering across the front of the uniform. Delhi is in the road maroon uniforms with the gray and the black trim. It says Delaware Academy in black lettering across the front of the chest. You said it's standing room only. People are kind of standing in the side doorways. There's no room left, so here we go. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Hopefully the fire marshal doesn't show up.
Yeah, right. Now, this is great. This is what playoff basketball is all about. Again, the winner will move on to Binghamton University for the MAC championship on Friday. DH is up 37-30 right now over Green in the other semifinal game. So DH starting to pull away a little bit there from the updates that I'm getting. And Lacey Drake had 11 points at halftime to lead DH. Kylie Peck had 14 for Green on the other side. So here we go. Any last-minute thoughts before we tip it up?
I'm very interested to see as far as the half-court trap goes. I think the key for Delhi is to get easy baskets, whether that be in transition, off their presses, and then rebounds. They're going to have to hit the offensive rebounds and get those easy hoops.
So here we go. Both student sections on their feet. Unitigo will be going right to left. Delhi left to right. Sylvia Little will tip it up for Delhi. And Jenna Faulkner will tip it up here for Unitigo. And we are underway. And ball finds its way to Meg Perry. And Unitigo will have the opening possession of the night, going right to left. Haley Lucia with the ball will now go to Morgan Perry, top of the key. Bounce pass to the left corner. Here for Paige McCoy, knocked out of bounds by Sylvia Little. That student section for Delhi chanting defense. They're going to bring a lot of energy tonight.
Delhi's got a 2-1-1 matchup going on, or 2-1-2.
We'll have to get a clean look at here. Look at this defense here. We'll have an early foul on Riley Mason for a reach-in as Haley Lucia was getting into the paint. So we're scoreless 20 seconds in between Delhi and Unitigo. This will be Morgan Perry on the baseline.
Tough call right there. Loose ball, kind of scrapping for it.
Perry throws one into the backcourt with 7:40 to go first quarter. Let's see what the officials call here. I think maybe they just blew their whistle a little early on it going into the backcourt. So Delhi will get it back. And just a little miscommunication there on that inbounds play as Perry obviously was looking for some sort of a cutter. It wasn't there and sailed into the backcourt.
On the floor before she put it in. She was out of bounds and stepped inbounds before the ball was out of her hand.
We were all waiting for it to go backcourt, and then they blew the whistle early. Now Unitigo coming with the press, and this is a very similar look to what we saw with the two Perrys and Jenna Faulkner using that length to disrupt things in the backcourt. They'll look to bring it up the right wing side. They'll find Riley Mason. Numbers if they can hurry. They get stuck on the baseline. And Rucker will work one back outside for a little, but it's intercepted here by Morgan Perry. 7:20 to go in the first. We're scoreless. Unitigo with the ball. Right side now for Morgan Perry. Unitigo on their own offensive end. Here's Meg Perry at the high post. Backs one out. Finds her sister Morgan far side. Front of the Unitigo student section. Bounce pass to Paige McCoy. Now back to Haley Lucia. Splits two defenders. Throws it away. Was looking for Faulkner. Out of bounds.
Yeah, it's a 2-1-2. They're trying to take that high post away, and it's a matchup. They're playing man-to-man principles after they find somebody.
7:05 to go in the first quarter. We'll have a kick here by Morgan Perry. And we saw that a ton in the first matchup. She'd stick a leg out. She'd, just all that length. Anything that they could get in the way of a Delhi pass, they would do.
Well, like you said, those three up front, that's long. A lot of length to throw the ball over.
There's Sylvia Little to midcourt. On the left side as Delhi goes left to right. Into the paint. Little probably should have taken the shot, but instead dishes one out for Mason. Now back to Chella Schnabel, top of the key. into the hands of Little. She'll reset the offense with 10 on the shot clock right side. Looks like a little 2-3 zone here for Unitigo. Back to Little. She's going to have to step in and force up a shot. Steps back, but she traveled. So we're still scoreless with 6.5 to go in the first quarter.
Unitigo in a really traditional 2-3 look there.
So Unitigo with the ball. Delhi coming with some full court pressure of their own. Here is Haley Lucia across the Spartans logo at midcourt. Bounce pass to McCoy. Now back out to Perry. Morgan Perry into the paint at the foul line. Jump ball. It's going to go back to Delhi. So we're scoreless. 6:25 to go first quarter here in the MAC semis.
Heavyweight fight just kind of jabbing at each other, feeling it out.
Delhi will work it into Chella Schnabel. Schnabel up the right wing side for Sophia Waken. Back to Little at midcourt. Taken away here and ahead for Paige McCoy, and now to Morgan Perry. Wants to go coast to coast and puts it in. So Perry breaks the ice. It's 2-0 for Unitigo over Delhi. 6:05 to go first quarter. Delhi trying to answer. They go to Ruker. Now back right side for Little. Little goes to Chella Schnabel. Works it down low for Ruker on the left low block. Stolen away here by Meg Perry. Perry down the right side, pumps the brakes as Unitigo girls have a 2-0 lead over Delhi. 5:45 to go first quarter. Morgan Perry with the ball. Zips one across, finds Haley Lucia. Three-point line extended. Down low, finds Faulkner on the back door. Pass was a little too tall. They recover, but then a steal by Schnabel. Ahead for Delhi. Schnabel is fouled by Paige McCoy back on defense. With 5.5 to go in the first quarter and a low-scoring 2-0 game for Unitigo so far.
I think that's what Delhi is going to have to get, those transition breaks on steals and on their press. They're going to have some easy baskets.
End of the third quarter over in deposit, and it's DH leading Green 41-37. So Green's hanging tough in that game as Schnabel's first shot is no good. Does that one surprise you at all, that Green hanging tough with DH?
Sure, especially with that much on the line.
Mm-hmm. Schnabel's second shot off the back of the rim, no good. Iron is unkind. Rebound bounces out, and Faulkner will scoop it up. Faulkner down the right side. Finds Haley Lucia into the paint. Tries to bang it through a double team. Finds its way over to Paige McCoy, and the left-handed layup is good. And it's Unitigo 4, Delhi nothing. Delhi beats the pressure again. They've handled it nicely so far, but they throw it away. A pass from Ruther over the hands of Sophia Waken, and out of bounds back to Delhi. And so Unitigo, against the full court pressure, will look to bring it back up, and they'll find Haley Lucia. Delhi kind of backing it off a little bit as they get to midcourt. Lucia with a behind-the-back dribble finds Faulkner right side as Unitigo goes right to left. Faulkner doesn't use the screen, goes the other way, forces up, and it hits the top of the backboard and out of bounds, that rope that comes down. And with 4:57 to go first quarter, it's a 4-0 game. Unitigo on top of Delhi. Schnabel left side, looking to break the pressure. Goes back to Little. Little hustles and gets across midcourt. Little stops, pops, and too strong. Rebound, rolled out of bounds. No, saved by Unitigo, but Perry's foot was on the line, so it'll stay with DA.
Wouldn't that be a bad time for a timeout for Delhi?
Yeah, it feels like maybe they just need to regroup a little bit here.
Take a deep breath.
Delhi has the ball going left to right. They go to Sylvia Little on the right side. With 4.5 to go here in the first quarter, they find Riley Mason. Mason now back to Little. Bumps her way into the paint. Dishes one out here for Schnabel. Now back to Little. Chest pass far side. Mason fires up a three and got it. Big shot there from Riley Mason. Makes it 4-3.
Great ball movement from the right all the way back to the left, and she had that little left wing jumper for three.
Lucia in transition finds Meg Perry. Wants to take it to the rim. Right-handed layup, no good. Second chance, she's fouled with 4:12 to go in the first. Unitigo clinging to a 4-3 lead. Nice job by Perry there. They're just so tough, the Perry sisters, that is, down low. Always scrapping for those rebounds. Boy, we got so many people, they're starting to creep in on the mats here behind the basket to try to get a decent look as Meg misses her first shot. Second shot coming here for Meg Perry, the junior, with 4:12 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo trying to get back to the MAC championship game for the second straight year as Perry gets that shot to go, her first points of the night, and Unitigo leads 5-3 as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Little, bounce pass far side, finds Schnabel, somehow works it through, ahead for Sophia Wakin, now for Ruker, back over to Mason, pump fakes on a three, takes it inside, tosses up a Hail Mary, it's no good, Wakin the rebound, and she is fouled, and she's going to go to the line here with 3:53 to go in the first quarter. I think Delhi's done a good job of breaking the press so far, but shot selection has just been a little tough here for the Bulldogs.
That's Paige McCoy's second foul.
So McCoy, as is said, picks up two, and we'll see if Unitigo goes to the bench. They've had freshman Maddie Wilsey come in and play very, very well this year off the bench as Wakin makes her first. I think Wakin will be key in this game as well for Delhi. Wilsey's going to come in, as expected. Second shot for Wakin is good. She goes 2 for 2. And so McCoy to the bench, and Wilsey will come in with 3:53 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 5-5. So even though it seems like a tough start here for Delhi, they tied up midway through the first quarter.
They'll settle in.
Unitigo with the ball will have a reach-in foul on Chella Schnabel as she was going for the steal on Jenna Faulkner. So here's our team foul situation. 3 for Delhi now, 2 for Unitigo. First one on Schnabel tonight. Unitigo in the backcourt here with Haley Lucia. Lucia across the midcourt timeline. Dishes one back over to Morgan Perry. On the right wing side, Unitigo going right to left. At the high post for Meg Perry. At the right elbow, takes it to the baseline on the right side. Shot is no good. A rebound for Sophia Wakin. And into the safe hands of Sylvia Little. We're tied 5-5 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Here is Little at the top of the key. Chest pass far side for Schnabel. Bounces one into the corner for Riley Mason. Now back to Schnabel. They work it around the top of the arc. Back to Little right side. Works one inside. It was a great pass for Sophia Wakin, but her little hook shot was short. Rebound for Morgan Perry. And away comes Unitigo. Now for Haley Lucia. Lucia to Jenna Faulkner. Chance of defense from the student section from Delhi. Now to Wilsey with 15 on the shot clock. They reverse it right side for Haley Lucia. Now for Megan Perry, and a block is going to be called here on Sophia Wakin with 2:57 to go in the first quarter, still tied 5-5.
That'll put Unitigo on the bonus on the next one. Two shots after five fouls, and in the girls' game, it switches at the quarters. No 1-1 anymore.
So Cadence Wakin will come in along with Amanda Nealis now for DA. Riley Mason to the bench, as well as Alana Ruker. That's the one thing about these two teams. They can both rotate off the bench. You're going to see a variety of different faces throughout tonight's game. Unitigo will get the ball in with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. A 5-5 game. Left side here for Meg Perry. Now back to Faulkner. And the far side here for Lucia. They'll work one inside for Maddie Wilsey. Lost control of it. Ball loose on the floor. Wilsey gets it back. Finds Haley Lucia for three. No good. Faulkner a rebound. And Unitigo will reset. Lucia to the right side, into the paint, wants that jumper and hits it. And Haley Lucia gets her first points of the night, and it's Unitigo 7, Delhi 5. Unitigo hustling back on defense, but Delhi is able to break the press, and they find a wide open Cadence Wakin, and it's 7-7.
Great passes.
So far, Delhi seems to have figured out how to break that press here that they struggled with in the regular season meeting. Down low, a great pass from Morgan Perry to Maddie Wilsey, and she finishes.
She did a great job of taking two dribbles, drawing the D, and then that dish. If she doesn't take those dribbles, that defender doesn't come off.
Delhi trying to answer. It's Unitigo leading 9-7. A long jumper right side for Amanda Nealis is no good. Rebound for Meg Perry. Unitigo is looking to push. Perry finds Haley Lucia. A transition three for Lucia is too strong. Rebound, Meg Perry. She's been a beast, but then rolls it out of bounds. Lost control of it, and it's going to go back to DA with a 1:42 to go in the first quarter, and Unitigo leading 9-7.
She's done a great job on the board so far.
And here is Delhi with the ball in the backcourt. They find Sylvia Little. Little always comfortable with the ball in her hands. As we come up on 90 seconds to go first quarter. Little dishes one off, looking for Cadence Wakin, saves it, but Haley Lucia's there to steal it. Lucia looking for options. Left side here for Haley. Wants to take it to the rim, and it was partially blocked by Sylvia Little. And ahead now for Delhi. Here is Chella Schnabel in the paint. Has to work one back out to Little. Wants a three. Doesn't shoot it, though. Reverses to the left side. To the high post now here for Sophia Wakin, and she's fouled with 1:07 to go in the first. And Unitigo still leading at 9-7.
Megan Perry whistled for the foul on that one.
Here's an update on DH and Green, 43-40, DH with about 4.5 minutes left there. That one continues to stay tight. That's the other semifinal game tonight. On the inbounds pass, it's stolen away by Unitigo. Morgan Perry takes it the length of the court, and she's fouled. What a play there by Morgan Perry. With 1:02 to go in the first, Unitigo now leads 11-7, and she has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Good steal. Way to push it up. Go strong. Give yourself a chance. Gets it up by the rim. Rolls it.
You know, recently, since the DH loss, Unitigo has struggled to score a little bit in their last couple of regular season games, but so far tonight it looks like they have a lot more rhythm than I've seen them have in a couple of weeks now. 1:02 to go in the first. Delhi substituting again. Rucker comes back in. Sophia Waken to the bench. Again, Unitigo leading 11-7. Morgan Perry to the line looking for an and one. Perry's shot is good. So Morgan Perry with 5 points. And it's 12-7 Unitigo over Delhi. Into the corner now for Libby Lamport for a three. Hit the rim twice, rattled in and out. Rebound for Tatum Coddington for Unitigo. So both teams going deep into the bench early here. And here's Haley Lucia back up the floor, finding Faulkner right side. Faulkner back to Coddington, feeds one to Morgan Perry, left side. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. They go Lucia. Lucia comes off a screen, splits two defenders, dishes one for Morgan Perry. Blocked there by Cadence Waken. Delhi will look to come away with it. Alana Rucker gets tied up. We'll have a jump ball. Boy, a lot of contact there. Delhi fans wanted a foul. They won't get one.
Look what you're doing. That's a jump ball.
It was kind of like a wrestling move in a way. 28 seconds to go,
she
first quarter.
She did have some of the ball, but she also looked like she had some hand.
So the arrow is going to give it to Unitigo, so they catch a nice break there with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Haley Lucia down low into the land of the trees. They'll say she traveled. And so with 21 seconds to go, Delhi is going to get it back, making it 12-7. Coach Bruce continues to just rotate people in and out.
He'll do it a lot like Bob Conway, offense, defense, whatever. You know, obviously this is a better shooter than he just put on.
Here's Chela Schnabel back up the floor, finding Sylvia Little. Little to the left side, dishing one out again for Libby Lamport. Long three, too strong. Taken away now by Haley Lucia. Back up the floor on the right side with 5 seconds left. Lucia, now to Faulkner. Wants a three, dishes off. Coddington at the buzzer, too strong. That'll do it. One quarter in the books. It's 12-7. Unitigo on top of Delhi. We'll be back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. We start the second quarter, 12-7 the score. Unitigo on top of Delhi. Is your thoughts so far?
Delhi with a little jittery. Hopefully they settle in here because I think they were getting some good shots. They just got to take their time and take those. And again, go back to what I said, they're going to have to get those easy baskets.
Delhi with the basketball, going left to right here. They're in the maroon with the black and the gray trim. Unitigo's in the white with the green tonight. And a steal, no, Waken takes it back. Sophia Waken hanging in the air. Her shot won't go. Sylvia Little a rebound. Waken wrestles it back as well. Delhi will hold on. 30 seconds into the second quarter here in Unitego. Little to the far side, pull-up jumper for Delhi is up and good for Alana Rucker, and that's a big one.
When I'm talking easy baskets, it's going to be hard in a half-court set to score against Unitego because they're so long. It must be an outside shot. That's it.
Unitego with the ball and a three-point lead, 12 tonight. We'll keep you updated on that DH and Green game. It's coming right down to the wire there in deposit tonight. Here's Morgan Perry with a pull-up jumper. No good. A rebound for Rucker and then a reach-in foul on Unitego. So maybe Delhi getting some momentum here. 7:05 to go second quarter. It's 12-9. Unitego on top of DA.
That was a frustration foul.
So here is DA with the ball. Little in the backcourt, trying to avoid that trap, gets around, and she's done a good job handling the ball tonight. Into the corner for Chella Schnabel. Pull-up jumper there, no good. Little with a rebound, trying to put it back up, gets tripped up there. Body's flying. Somehow Schnabel gets it back, tries to toss it back up to the top of the key. Little chases it back. We'll have an over-and-back call. And boy, that was a physical sequence there for both sides.
I think it was a good no-call. I don't think there was, just kind of bodies running into each other. Nobody... with a lot of control on offense and defense.
So Unitego gets it back, leading by three, 12-9, with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Low scoring, kind of what we expected between these teams. Expect a game in the 30s or the 40s. Both teams play good defense. Here's Faulkner, right side long. Jumper in the corner is good for Jenna Faulkner.
Nice high arching shot.
14-9 now, Unitego on top of Delhi. Unitego with the ball in the corner. Here's Chella Schnabel. Splits two defenders and is fouled at the right low block with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. So this will be the second team foul on Unitego in this quarter, and none so far on Delhi. First foul on Haley Lusher tonight. And so Unitego on defense. Delhi will get it in. They go left to right. They have it right wing corner now for Riley Mason. Trying to go to the high post. That was a tough pass against the length of Unitego. Meg Perry dishes off for Morgan Perry. Read nicely, though, by Riley Mason and intercepted. Mason in the backcourt. Outlet pass here for Sylvia Little. Delhi trying to hang tough. Little into the paint. Now out to Schnabel. Pump fakes. Gets into the lane. Dishes off for Sophia Wakin, and it's good. Nice bucket there by Wakin. And we'll have a timeout taken by Delhi. 14-11, 5:45 to go in the second quarter. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
So it's 46-42 with just over 2 minutes left in that DH game and Green. So we'll keep an eye on that. In the meantime, Unitego will bring it up the floor here with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Unitego girls leading 14-11, but now a steal by Delhi. Here is Riley Mason on the left side of the floor. Mason into the corner now for Chella Schnabel. Delhi on offense, but it's taken away by Megan Perry. Boy, the Perry sisters have been tough on defense tonight. Haley Lucia, backdoor pass here for Faulkner. Lost control of it out of bounds and back to DA. Really good thinking there. It just didn't come through.
Very nice pass over the top to her. Oh, the Perry girls are all over on defense right now.
Just the length is incredible. You can't throw it over them. You can't throw it around them.
And they anticipate it.
So back up the floor now, here's Wakin. Into the paint, jumper is too strong, and a rebound here for, guess who, Morgan Perry with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. So again, 46-42 in that DH game over Green with about 2:15 to go. And with 4:55 to go in the second quarter here, it's 14-11, Unitego on top of DA. Here's Haley Lucia with the basketball. Goes to the high post, finds Meg Perry. Perry into the paint, fall away jumper. No, they're going to say she pushed off. So it's going to be offensive there on the Spartans. Perry not pleased with that.
I believe that's her second foul.
So, yeah, that's two on Meg. Third team foul here on Unitego. So see if Coach Z leaves her in. Looks like he's not even going to flinch. 14-11 still the score. Pass from Little into the corner looking for Rucker off her hands out of bounds and back to Unitigo. It just, like you said before, it's so hard for Delhi in the half court to set up. It's like the passing lanes aren't there.
Interestingly, Unitigo is running a man-to-man offense now against that, like, amoeba zone.
And here is Unitigo with the basketball. Jenna Faulkner right side to the top of the key for Maddie Wilsey. Wilsey back to Morgan Perry. Perry to the high post looking for Mick Perry. Pass was low. She's able to track it back to midcourt. Now the C's open. Down low for Wilsey. Up and good here for Maddie Wilsey.
Great pass.
16-11. Unitigo on top of DA with 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Here is Riley Mason. Mason now finding Chella Schnabel, back to Sylvia Little, into the corner for Rucker. Pull-up jumper, in and out, rebound for Unitigo. It's loose, Faulkner comes away with it. Faulkner taps one over to Meg Perry, and now into the safe hands of Haley Lucia. Lucia gets across the midcourt timeline with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. We'll have our Mirabeau Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few. A tight one so far here in the MAC Girls semifinals tonight. 2-seed Unitigo, 3-seed Delhi. A backdoor pass here for Meg Perry. Her layup was no good on the left side. Rebound Sylvia Little. Little back up the court. Left side down for the Bulldogs. Gets it to the high post here for Wakin. Wakin's shot is a line drive. It's too strong. Rebound Unitigo. A lot of one and dones for Unitigo, too. Or for Delhi, excuse me.
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to get a lot of offensive rebounds. That's what I'm saying. They got to try to get some of those offensive rebounds because it's going to be tough sledding in the half court.
Here is Faulkner on the right side. Faulkner to the high post. Going to be a reach-in foul on Delhi with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. 16-11 the score. The Unitigo girls on top of DA. Nate Lowell and Israel Lormer with you. Live from the U tonight. It's a packed house here. Not a seat to be had. Standing room only. And Unitigo is going to take a timeout. So we'll step away with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. 16-11. It is Unitigo on top of Delhi here on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Here's an update from the DH and Green game. DH leads 50-46 with 15 seconds left in that game. So it looks like some late threes by Lacey Drake is going to be enough to lift DH to the MAC championship game. And you got to feel good for Lacey, a junior. That would be her first trip to the MAC championship. So if DH hangs on, the one seed would be going to Binghamton on Friday.
She's been fun to watch. Even when she was in seventh grade at JV, was fun to watch.
Probably the most athletic girl in the area. Over 1,600 points as a junior. And here is Unitigo with the ball. Out of the timeout, and Haley Lucia dials up a three. Lucia's got five. Biggest lead of the game now for Unitigo at 19-11.
Putting in on the baseline, swinging around, no hesitation, bang.
And here is DA with the basketball. They need a bucket, and they need one quick here late in the second quarter. I shouldn't say quick. They just need one for some confidence. Here's Riley Mason, a floater in the paint. The bank is closed. Wake in the rebound, tosses it in. That was a big bucket.
Yes, it was. They didn't need one quick, but they needed one.
19-13 the score now with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Lucia again finds Maddie Wilsey on the baseline, works one back out. Tatum Coddington the jumper. Knuckleball hits the side of the rim and numbers for Delhi. Little going to take it all the way herself, and it's good for Sylvia Little. And that's her first bucket of the game. It's 19-15. A lot of times I think Sylvia Little could be more selfish. I really do.
She does a good job being the point guard and distributing the ball and setting things up. And when I was playing or learning how to play, that was what the point guard did.
Very true.
So she's doing that part of it.
Little making a contribution on defense as she blocks Coddington out of bounds. With a buck 42 to go in the second quarter, it's 19-15. Faulkner now on the baseline. Faulkner will get it into Haley Lucia. Lucia now to Coddington, 10 on the shot clock. They go far side for McCoy. McCoy down low tried to hand it off, and it was intercepted here by D.A. And the Bulldogs are making a little run now. Ahead now for Amanda Nealis, and it won't go. Misses the left-handed layup. Tried to do it with her right hand. We'll have a foul on Nealis with a minute 27 to go in the second, and the ball goes back to Unitigo.
That was a frustration foul. Mm-hmm. She was frustrated about missing that layup. Nice pass up by Little. She does a great job of seeing the floor.
She really does. Just so smooth with that ball. A minute 25 to go in the second. It's 19-15. Back across midcourt for Haley Lucia. Lucia on the right side now for Faulkner. Faulkner to the high post. Zips one down low for Wilsey at the right low block. And back out, Haley Lucia. Deep three again. It's open. The bank is open for Haley Lucia. And she's got eight.
She called that one.
22-15. That was huge. She deposits that one in. And now Delhi again, looking for a bucket. Here's Little, pull-up jumper, the soft touch won't go. Hit the rim twice, bounced out. 22-15 with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Back across the midcourt timeline. Here is Lucia on the right side. Setting it up for Unitigo. This is a big possession for them. Now for Faulkner, tries to go to the rim, it's blocked. A lot of contact, no call. DA comes away with 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Little trying to go coast to coast, forces it, takes a big spill there, no call and a rebound for Unitigo with 30 seconds left. And Unitigo leading 22-15 as halftime approaches. Here is Morgan Perry. Perry on the right side, works one out. Now to Faulkner in the corner. They can play for the last shot here. Shot clock and game clock, only about a 2 second difference with 15 seconds to go. Faulkner at the top of the key. Now goes back here to Haley Lucia. Lucia down low for Paige McCoy. Tries to muscle it up, but won't go. 5 seconds left. Here's Little. Ahead with the home run pass for Schnabel. Saves it for Riley Mason. Puts it up at the buzzer. Count it. They're counting it for Riley Mason. Wow.
Great hustle by Wakin. Saves it, throws it in, put it up. Good.
Big time bucket at the end of the quarter. Coach Z is saying, no way. No way. He's not happy. Delhi gets the basket. It's 22-17. The officials say, nope, that one's going to count.
I thought it came out of her hand.
It looked good to me.
Horn.
It really did. Coach Z, well, he's having a few final words here as he heads off for halftime. 22-17. Before we go to break here, I want to see if we have our final score. Yes, we do. 50-46 is our final score. Lacey Drake with 27 points. Absolutely unbelievable there. Ariel Kellum puts in 10. Kylie Peck with 17. Emma Smith with 11 for Green. We'll talk more about that during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Coming up, halftime score 22-17. The Unitigo girls on top of Delhi at the break. We'll be back on WCDO.
From Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
1490 WCDO.
Man, welcome back, folks. Just want to reiterate again, the DH girls, the final was 52-46, not 50-46. 52-46, DH girls, the one seed in the MAC, defeating four seed Green. Sounds like Green gave them a heck of a run. But Lacey Drake, 27 points, just too much, and gets DH to the championship game. You got to feel good for Lacey and DH. And Green, what a battle, too, with Coach Gordon.
Especially at home, the way that the kind of competitor that Lacey is, you just don't see her losing that game. You know, she does it all the time. She puts that team on her shoulders, and she carries them where they need to go. And, it's good to see her having such a great year.
Want to welcome everybody into the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you, of course, by Marabito. Remember, when you use your Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Marabito by calling 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Halftime score here at Unitigo, 22-17. The Spartans on top here of over Delhi. Here's our first half scoring summary. 8 for Haley Lucia, 5 for Morgan Perry. This is for Unitigo. 4 for Maddie Wilsey, 2 apiece for Jenna Faulkner and Paige McCoy, 1 for Meg Perry. Pretty balanced on the other side for DA. 6 points for Sophia Wakin, 5 for Riley Mason, then 2 apiece for Sylvia Little, Alana Ruker, and Cadence Wakin. So you know, Delhi, what do you do here is, I mean, so tough to score in the half court, and Unitigo is just running all the pressure at you constantly.
They've done a pretty good job breaking their initial pressure. They've had two turnovers, I think, against that. What they need to do, though, it, when they get those good shots, and most of their shots have been good shots, they move the ball around the net, you know, against that traditional 2-3 defense, and they get a good look, they're just going to have to make them. They're going to have to make sure they're at a high percentage, get a couple offensive rebounds, maybe get it inside and then kick it back out. I'd like to see Little take some more shots.
Me too.
Just who she is. She breaks that down. She gets to that. You know, elbow foul line area, she's looking to dish, and I'd like to see her take a couple of those 15-footers. They have to ratchet it up on defense. They got a couple of easy looks at the basket by getting some steals. They're going to have to do things like that, because in that half-court set, it's hard to get more than one shot, and when you get that one shot, you're going to have to make it.
And that's the thing. They did get some good looks from time to time, especially on the baseline. I remember over in that left side corner, they made a couple, but, you know, they missed a couple in and out here and there. If they can get a couple of those to fall, they're playing excellent defense on their side, too.
Yes, they are, considering how much height they're giving up and length they're giving up. And the other part that's huge when I'm looking at the score, they're down five, but theoretically probably should be down seven.
Right.
And there's a big difference between being down 5 points and 7 points, and it's not just 2 points. It's mentally. You're within 5 points. That's two baskets. You can hit a three and a two, and the game is tied. If you're up, if you're down double digits, you want to try to get it to 10. When you got somewhere between 10, you want to try to get it to 5. And they were able to do that. Going into halftime, down 5 in a big game like this, you're happy.
Yeah, Unitigo leading at 22-17 over Delhi. Winner will get, excuse our laughing, but we got a mascot here and one of the student section members. A little dance-off here at midcourt.
We got a dance battle going on. And a little shoving.
Get a little physical, yeah.
Turn into a sumo match out there.
I think this is a Delhi student section member against...
Oh,
they're doing the worm. Here we go. The Spartans mascot is doing the worm. That's tough to beat right there.
He's coming back
he's
out.
Coming back. 22-17 at the break. The winner of this game is going to get DH. Either way, it's going to be a heck of a game on Friday. Can't wait for that. The girls will be at 6 o'clock. The boys will be to follow at 8 o'clock on Friday down at Binghamton University. A great venue for that game. What's he going to do here? He's trying to one-up the worm.
He's working himself up to a flip,
I think.
I don't know if it's a great idea.
Well, before anyone gets real hurt, we got to take one more break here on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. He's going, he's kind of doing a somersault instead. So safety first, right? 22-17 at the half. The Unitigo girls on top of Delhi. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter here on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Just as we get back underway, a foul on Delhi will send Jenna Faulkner to the line. So as we start the third quarter, it's Nate Lull, Israel Lormer with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. And it's 22-17, Unitigo girls on top of Delhi. Here's Faulkner at the line for the Spartans. First shot is up and good for Jenna Faulkner. She now has 3 points, and it's 23-17. So Unitigo now going left to right. They're in the white with the green trim. Delhi will be going right to left, the maroon with the black and the gray trim. They'll be going right to left. Faulkner goes 2 out of 2. And Unitigo leads 24-17. Here comes that pressure. Little's able to beat it this time to midcourt. Little picks up her dribble, floats one to the baseline here for Rucker. Rucker bounce pass for Sophia Waken, intercepted here by Faulkner. Outlet pass for Haley Lucia, stolen away here by Chella Schnabel, but it goes right back to Unitigo. Schnabel did everything, saved it, and it just went right back into the hands of the Spartans. Now here for Faulkner, right side. Tries to pump one inside for Meg Perry. Perry with a bounce pass far side. Meg finds Morgan, and now we're going to have a 3-second call on Meg in the paint. They'll go back to Delhi. They trail 24-17 with 7:10 to go here in the third quarter. Got to give a shout-out to my man, Hugh Spangenberg, listening tonight on WCDOsports.com. Longtime Delhi fan and listener, and always appreciate Hugh's support. Delhi with the basketball. They go to the left wing side. A pull-up jumper for Riley Mason is no good. She's fouled and will head to the line. I can picture Hugh right at his computer right now, clinging to every word here. He's a big Coach Bruce fan. So this is going to be a foul on Meg Perry, her third. And Coach Z says it's too early. We've got to bring her out. And Maddie Wilsey will step in.
That could be big.
That's big, because Meg has been a force in this game.
Defensively and then on a rebound.
Yes.
Just all over the boards.
Riley Mason to the line. First one is good for Riley Mason. She has 6 points. Team foul situation early in the third. One foul apiece on both teams. Delhi hanging around. It's 24-18. Mason's second shot, too strong. Rebound, though, for Jenna Faulkner, and an outlet pass to Morgan Perry. With 6:50 to go in the third, Unitigo leads 24-18. Here's Morgan Perry, bounce pass, finding Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner floats one across now for Haley Lucia. Into the corner for Wilsey. Now back out to Lucia. Into the paint, pull-up jumper from the right elbow. Too strong. Sylvia Little rips down a big-time board. And Little in the backcourt going right to left. Chest pass long ahead here for Roofer. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled. And will head to the line. And, you know, Delhi has had some good looks. It just will not go down tonight.
I'm real impressed with her court vision. She just sees everything. When she first got that rebound, I don't know if you saw it, she looked to try to throw it all the way. Knew she couldn't quite get there. Took three or four dribbles and then hit that long pass.
Rooker to the line for Delhi. First one good. Delhi's chipping their way back in.
Interesting that Coach Bruce left Rooker on right when we started this half. She picked up her third foul, so that's something to watch.
Second one for Rooker is good. We're back to a four-point game. It's 24-20, 6.5 to go in the third.
He wants her on there for her shooting ability for sure.
Unitigo with the basketball again, going left to right. They have it right wing side in front of their own bench. Lucia, chest pass far side for Paige McCoy, who's also in a little bit of foul trouble. Skips across the top of the defense, finds Morgan Perry. Meg is on the bench with those three fouls. Morgan, pull-up jumper, baseline, shooter's touch there. Hit the rim, went sky high and bounced in.
Nice stop, good rotation. That's when that ball goes in.
And Morgan Perry now with 7 points. Haley Lucia has a team high 8. It's 26-20. Here's Riley Mason. Dials up a three. Too strong for Delhi. Hot potato on the rebound. And it comes into the hands there of Paige McCoy. McCoy now will feed one back to Haley Lucia. Lucia to Faulkner. Feet on the line there for a deep three. No good. Rebound for Sylvia Little. Little ahead across the midcourt timeline. Left side for Little. Tries to go coast to coast. Layup too strong. Rooker a rebound. Back out Wakin. Pull-up jumper is good for Soap. She's got 8 points, and it's 26-22. 5:20 to go in the third. Both teams starting to wake up a little bit offensively here. Nate Lull and Israel Lormer with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Thanks for listening in. It's a packed house here tonight at the U. Here's Morgan Perry with a long two in the right corner, left it short, Little another rebound. Pushing it ahead, great bounce pass, in traffic for Wakin, through her hands and out of bounds, they'll want that one back.
Great pass, 30-foot bounce pass, right to her, just couldn't get the handle on it.
Wow, great pass, she just couldn't reel it in. 5 minutes to go in the third, it's 26-22. Here's Lucia at midcourt, Unitigo ahead by four. Student sections have been loud and proud here tonight. Here's Lucia to the right side. Now to the high post. Bounces one down low for Paige McCoy, and she finishes a great pass there from Haley Lucia.
Yeah, great drive and dish.
28-22. Unitigo answers again. Delhi working it back for Chella Schnabel. Right-handed layup won't go. Sophia Wakin has it wrestled away from her by Jenna Faulkner, and then a reach-in foul here on Wakin. Coach Bruce telling his girls, we got to settle down. Got to settle down here. With 4.5 to go in the third, it's 28-22. Unitigo with the ball in the backcourt. They'll look to work it up here. Lucia across the midcourt timeline. Goes to the right side now for Morgan Perry. And a bump foul here on Riley Mason. That'll be the third foul on Delhi as a team. Two on Unitigo. And that's the second on Mason. Rooker's going to come to the bench, and Cadence Wakin will come in, trading a guard for a big here for DA. So again, 28-22. Unitigo on top of Delhi. Winner will get DH in the MAC championship game on Friday. Here's Haley Lucia, top of the key. Lucia picks up her dribble, goes for Morgan Perry. Perry on the right side. With a defender right in her grill, dishes one off now for Faulkner. Tries to go into the land of the trees. The shot won't go. And she's fouled, but we'll head to the line with 4:07 to go in the third. It's 28-22. Faulkner trying to bump up this lead.
I think that's Wakin's third. Oh, maybe just second.
Well, they give it to Cadence Wakin here. And that's her second. So Faulkner at the line, taking her time. Fourth team foul on DA in this quarter. Faulkner gets the first one to go. So you have Lucia with 8, Morgan Perry with 7, Jenna Faulkner with 5, McCoy with 4 to lead Unitigo. Second shot coming here for Faulkner. And this one is up and good. Nice job there by Jenna, taking her time, not rushed.
Deep breath. Take your time.
4 minutes to go in the third. It's 30-22. DA had cut it to 4, but Unitigo balloons it back up to 8. And now a foul on Maddie Wilsey for a bump. And this one will be on the floor here, I believe, as Mason was trying to turn the corner. It's a block. That's the second on Wilsey and the third here on Unitigo as a team. Timeout taken by the Spartans. We'll step away with 3:54 to go in the third. It's 30-22. Unitigo on top of Delhi. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Nate Lowell, Israel Lorimer with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Packed house here tonight at UCS. A good one here as Delhi gets the ball out of the timeout. They'll lose it. It's going to go back to Unitigo, and they trail 30-22. The Spartans on top of the Bulldogs. Great battle here tonight. MAC semifinals. Winner will get top seed DH in the championship game on Friday night at 6 o'clock down at Binghamton University. Boys game will be at 8. Morgan Perry, pull-up jumper, left wing side, no good. Little a rebound. Little immediately looking up and finds Riley Mason on the left side. Mason zips one across, pass was too tall there for Chella Schnabel. And out of bounds. And Coach Bruce is going to go to the bench. I think Riley is going to come out, and Amanda Nealis will go back. Will go back in. A lot of DH people checking in, looking for the score here between Delhi and Unitigo.
Tell them to tune in.
Yeah, exactly. Here's Sylvia Little on the right side. Little with a steal. Little turnaround shot up and in for Sylvia Little. She's got 4 points. And with 3:10 to go in the third, it's 30-24. And so Unitigo with the ball. Here's Paige McCoy on the left side. McCoy now finding Jenna Faulkner with 3 minutes to go in the third. Faulkner into the paint, a little up and under. Can't get it to go, but she's headed back to the line again. She's done such a nice job tonight of getting in there and drawing contact.
I was just going to say that there's been three different times. One time she finished a three-point play, but then she's just going in. She's avoiding getting a charge enough going left or right and then really giving it a good shot each time to go in. It's rolled around up there the last two times.
Faulkner to the line with 2:57 to go in the third. Faulkner's first shot up and good. She's making a living here at the foul line in the third quarter. It's 31-24. Second shot coming here for Faulkner. Again, just cool, calm, and collected at the line. And Faulkner's second shot. This one rattles out. There's the broadcaster's curse for you. 31-24 with 2:50 to go here in the third. Delhi still has life, but they got to string some offensive buckets together here.
You had to do it to her, didn't you?
I did, you know. That's how it goes. Delhi with the basketball, again going right to left there in the maroon tonight. Unitigo's in the white with the green trim. Here's Chella Schnabel, big-time three in the corner, no good, but it goes right to Sophia Wakin, and she'll put it home. She's into double figures with 10, saw that was going to be short, snatched it up, put it in. It's 31-26. Delhi still has life with 2:25 to go in the third. Here is Paige McCoy. McCoy back up near midcourt, finds Haley Lucia. Lucia now to Morgan Perry. Flutters one across the top of the defense for Faulkner, shot no good, rebound for Amanda Nealis. Nealis, in a tough spot, gets fouled by Faulkner with 2:08 to go in the third. I know Faulkner's just trying to get that ball back there, but sometimes you just got to let that go, I think.
Yeah, the foul's 84 feet away from the basket are just hard to swallow as a coach. You're just like, just go back. Because it does put them at the point where if one more foul, they're both in the bonus. Just one of those things.
Yeah, Delhi has five team fouls. Unitigo with four, with 2:05 to go in the third quarter, and Unitigo leading 31-26. Here is Little. Goes to Nealis. Unitigo defense has been swarming tonight. Now for Libby Lamport. Her shot is short. Rebound for Maddie Wilsey. Maddie Wilsey now for Haley Lucia in the backcourt. Sophia Wakin with the steal. Dishes one off for Cadence Wakin, and she's hammered and is fouled and will head to the line. So DA trying to switch that momentum again with a 1:43 to go in the third.
Interestingly, with Megan on the bench here, they're out of that pressure, and Delhi's able to do some different things. Little's able to put some, be in different spots, not just right at that point guard spot.
Wakin's first shot up and no good for Cadence. With a 1:43 to go in the third, it's 31-26. Wakin with a second shot coming. Wakin can't go. It's 0-2, and that's a tough break there for DA. Ahead now for Haley Lucia. Down low for Maddie Wilsey. Blocked out of bounds there by Cadence Wakin. Hustling all the way back on defense, and that was a clean one. 1:37 to go in the third. It's 31-26. Morgan Perry with the ball on the baseline, looking to get it in. We'll find Paige McCoy at the top of the key. Now for Faulkner. Steps in for a long two. That's her sweet spot normally. Can't get it to go. Wilsey with a rebound and was fouled with 1.5 to go in the third. You can see both teams a little frustrated here by the physicalness of this game, especially down in the trenches. Again, 1:30 to go in the third. It's 31-26, and Maddie Wilsey, the freshman, will head to the line for Unitigo. And to the line for Wilsey. First shot, no good. Boy, foul shooting is going to be so huge down the stretch here.
Yes, it is.
I feel like I was saying that last week when I was here for that double overtime game. And both teams were not shooting well from the line. And boy, we got some extended basketball out of that. Second shot is no good at the line for Wilsey. Delhi with a rebound. Little finds Libby Lamport. Pump fakes on a three. Back to Little into the paint. Nice pass down low to Cadence Wakin. Cannot finish the shot, though. And a rebound for Faulkner. Did everything but finish.
Can't get a better look than that. 5 feet.
31-26 to score. Unitigo girls on top of Delhi with a 1:05 to go. Here, third quarter. Now Paige McCoy directing traffic. McCoy right side for Haley Lucia. Now to Wilsey. Back out to Lucia. Dribble drive. Tried to go across the defense, and Wakin read it nicely. Wakin ahead down the right side of the floor. Tries to take it to the rim, and it's good. Wakin with 12, and she did it all there. And it's 31-28.
Great steal. Way to go up strong. Nice play.
31-28 with 35 seconds to go in the third. They go to Paige McCoy. Now to Wilsey at the high post. Stops, pops, no. Instead, holds on to it. Goes to Morgan Perry on the baseline. Back over for Wilsey. She finishes, and she's fouled. Big bucket there for Maddie Wilsey. She'll have a chance to redeem herself here at the line as Unitigo leads 33-28. So Wilsey will settle in here at the line.
I was right.
Yeah, that's four. And so that is four fouls on Cadence Wakin. And Wilsey gets this shot to go. She's got seven. 33-28 with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 20 seconds left as they go to Nealis on the far side. And Paige McCoy trips up Nealis. And that's going to be a costly foul on McCoy. She's got to have three or four now. We'll
see. She's got three, but it's also two shots.
Right.
In the bonus.
And so with 16 seconds to go here in the third, it's 34-28. And this is going to send Amanda Nealis, the sophomore, to the line. Well, you look down both these rosters, they're going to have a lot of pieces back over the next couple of years.
I was looking at that. Not a lot of seniors on either roster. I mean, obviously a big one with Haley Lucia being a senior.
First shot no good here for Nealis. Foul shooting continues to hurt both teams. Second shot coming here for Nealis at the line. Nealis settles in. This one no good. Too strong. Rebound Maddie Wilsey of Unitigo. And a head now for Faulkner. Faulkner at midcourt with 10 seconds to go in the third. Now for Haley Lucia. Lucia on the right side. Down low. Pumps one off here for Morgan Perry to the rim. It's in. Perry now with nine, and Unitigo is able to capitalize right there at the end of the third. They lead 36-28, fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
36-28 the score as we start the fourth quarter. Nate Lowe and Israel Lormer with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Well, this is going to be an exciting finish. Can Delhi find enough momentum to get back in here?
They got to have foul shots, and when they're open, they got to go in for them at this point.
Delhi with the basketball going right to left there in the maroon with the black trim. Unitigo is in the white with the green trim. At the top of the key here for Nealis. Nealis now for Sophia Wakin. Pumps one down low for Sylvia Little. Turnaround shot is good, and she's fouled. What a play there for Little. She's got six, and they're going to need her to have a big fourth quarter here, is.
And I got bad news. That's Megan Perry's fourth foul.
Yes. Yeah, she sat for most of the third.
She was down there for 14 seconds, unfortunately.
And so to the line here is Sylvia Little. Looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. This one, no good. Boy, the foul shooting woes continue for the Bulldogs. They trail by six. It's not impossible, but they're going to have to chip away at it early in the fourth quarter. It's 36-30. Unitigo on top.
That's five foul shots in a row they've missed, even if you get two with those.
Right. Now for Faulkner on the baseline. Skips across the top of the defense. They'll work it down low. Here for Maddie Wilsey. Tosses one up. It won't go. Rebound for Little. Lost it on the floor, but Ruker was right there to grab it. And Delhi will work it back up the floor with Nealis. Nealis to the high post, stops and pops from the line. It won't go. Rebound, Meg Perry. They're just going to roll the dice here with Meg Perry. Throws a pass away. Was it touched by Lucia? No, they're going to say that Unitigo will hold on to it with 7:10 to go in the fourth. A six-point lead for the Unitigo girls, 36-30, in the MAC semifinals. Winner will get one seed DH on Friday in the MAC championship.
Take Perry to the bench at that break right there.
So Perry does come out. Tatum Coddington back in. Ball knocked away. Lucia chases it into the backcourt. They're going to say that it was tipped. And so Lucia will get to reset it here for Unitigo. Lucia with a pass into the corner was kicked there by Sophia Wakin.
So under 15 seconds in a kick, they'll go back to 15 seconds on the shot clock. It was at six.
Yeah, that's a nice thing there for Unitigo. Get a couple extra seconds. They inbound the ball on the right side. Again, going left to right. Floating one for Morgan Perry. Far side for Coddington. Coddington zips one back across for Haley Lucia. Into the corner now for Faulkner. Muscles one up. Won't go. Ball loose. Coddington a rebound. It didn't hit the rim, though, so Perry has to force it up. A line drive off the front of the rim, and this time Little with a rebound. Big possession coming for DA. 6.5 to go in the fourth. They trail 36-30. Little with the basketball. Left side zips one down low for Sophia Wakin. Turnaround shot is blocked, but they'll say she was fouled. And Sophia Wakin to the line.
Get on the right side.
And so Wakin will step in and get a chance to shoot two. Second team foul here on Unitigo. The fourth on Maddie Wilsey. Team foul situation, two for Unitigo, one for Delhi. We're going to have to keep an eye on that. Wakin to the line. It's up and good. Got 13. And the second one coming here for the junior, Sophia Wakin. Again, a team high 13 points. This one is good.
There they are.
14. It's a 36-32 game. Lucia comes out. Wilsey comes out with 6:20 to go in the fourth. So right now, Unitigo going with Faulkner. Well, Lucia stays in. Coddington, Lucia, Faulkner, Morgan Perry, and Paige McCoy. Unitigo tossing one into the corner now for Coddington. Coddington lost it out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Chella Schnabel of Delhi. Delhi has Little, Schnabel, as well as Nealis, Waken, and Ruker on the floor.
They've really ratcheted up the defense, Delhi has.
Up at midcourt, Lucia. Boy, she's just got a defender in her shorts at all times now. Floats one over far side for Morgan Perry. It was partially blocked by Little. A lot of contact down low. Ball out of bounds. They're going to say it stays with the Spartans, and they're letting them play.
Yeah, 8 on the shot clock. A lot of contact down there. The coach, you don't mind that as long on the other end that contact's allowed to go as well, you know?
Tigo throws it in. Yeah, no, I agree. And a steal here by D.A. Ahead now for Sophia Waken. On the baseline, down low, it was blocked. And Faulkner will come up with the ball. Faulkner up the right side. Faulkner finds Morgan Perry. Gets into the paint, dishes one off for Paige McCoy. Pull-up jumper for McCoy is good. And McCoy has 6, and it's 38-32.
Nice pass, big basket.
Every time Delhi gets close, Unitigo has an answer. Here's Schnabel in the paint. Back out. Little. Left side. 3. No good. Hit the side of the rim. Morgan Perry a rebound. Boy, it looked good. Just didn't have enough mustard on it. Back up the floor. Left side for Morgan Perry. Chance of defense from the Delhi student section. Bounce pass to Haley Lucia. Floats one back over to Perry. Little two-man game at the top of the arc here with 5:10 to go in the fourth. Now Faulkner in the paint. Kicks one out. Coddington right side for 3. Too strong. Paige McCoy with a rebound, though, keeping the possession alive for the Spartans. McCoy in the corner, being hounded by Ruker. They'll throw it off Ruker's legs out of bounds. Stays with Unitigo. 4:57 to go in the fourth. It's 38-32. The U on top of DA. Going to be a timeout taken here. We'll step away. Again, 38-32. Tigo on top of Delhi. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Israel Lormer with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream, our game audio archive, all courtesy of SFCU. You can go back anytime, listen to these games on WCDOsports.com. It's a free download, courtesy of SFCU.
And Nate, now you can use Apple products.
And now you can use Apple products, folks, anytime. You know, pull it up on the iPhone, the iPad, and listen to us anytime, anywhere. So that's been great. I've had a lot of people comment this year. I'm at the game. I want to listen. I want to listen to another game. I'm at your game. You know, whatever. All thanks to SFCU at WCDOsports.com. Out of the timeout, here's Tatum Coddington taking it to the rim. Little with a great block and then saved it before it went out of bounds.
All right, watch the way she plays, man.
Delhi's going to have to take a timeout. They got stuck in a tough spot. Little wasn't back in the play yet. And they got to midcourt and picked up the dribble.
She's a little limpy. I don't know if she, on the save there, kind of twisted an ankle a little, but I mean, she's okay, but I just like the way she plays the game. She just knows where to be.
Agreed.
You know, and she's a sophomore. She is fun to watch. She does a great job using the bounce pass, which I think everybody should use. It's hard to defend, and it's an easier pass to complete. It's an easier pass to catch. And she's had a couple of really long ones, 30-foot bounce passes.
Yeah.
And if you try to throw that without bouncing it, it has to be a perfect pass. With a bounce pass, there's some error that you can have in it.
We'll keep it right here. You hear so many coaches yell, bounce pass, bounce pass. It's kind of a lost art sometimes.
Bounce pass backboard, man. Bounce pass. Bounce pass, use the backboard. It's a pretty simple game.
Probably keeps a lot of coaches up at night, I'm sure, along with free throws, as we've talked about that here.
Yeah.
Delhi with the ball out of the timeout. They go right back to Little, takes it to the rim, doesn't use the backboard, can't get it to go, but the rebound is up and good for Ruker. And it's 38-34. Delhi is crawling back in again with 4:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Haley Lusha on the right side. They're going to put Meg Perry back in at the next whistle. She's going to have four fouls. She's going to be very careful. Coddington right side, dribbles it off her leg, back up to midcourt. Ball bouncing around, and Delhi with a steal. And ahead now for Chella Schnabel. She didn't see it coming by the time she turned, hit off her hands and out of bounds.
Yeah, she was trying to get to that right wing. She couldn't quite get there, and she just didn't get turned around yet to be able to catch it. I think she had Waken on this wing, which is probably a better option.
4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Unitego girls leading Delhi 38-34. MAC semifinals in an absolutely packed-to-the-gills gymnasium here tonight at the U. Left side for Haley Lucia. Standing room only for this battle. And now to Faulkner at the top of the key. Faulkner now for Paige McCoy. 10 on the shot clock here for Unitego. In for Meg Perry. Turnaround shot in the paint. Hit the front of the rim. Bounced out of bounds. Going to stay with the Spartans after both teams are wrestling and scrambling for that rebound.
And those old baseball parks, they used to have obscured views. There's some obscured views where people are standing for the game tonight.
Oh, I can stand here behind this pole in the corner tonight? Oh, great.
Can't see the other basket.
Yeah. So here's Paige McCoy. Wants to dish one down low and does to Morgan Perry. At the base, at the right low block, excuse me, it won't go down, but she is fouled and will head to the line. And we'll have a chance to shoot two. So it's 38-34 with 3.5 to go. It's getting to be crunch time here, is.
That was a great take. She did a good job of knocking. She takes one more dribble. She gets in trouble and maybe a charge. She stops at about 5 feet, takes that nice shot, almost goes in.
Morgan Perry, first shot, no good. A reminder that tomorrow night we will be doing Sydney boys at Delhi in the MAC semifinals. Delhi the one seed and Sydney the four. It'll be Green at Unitego tomorrow night in the other semifinal. Here is Morgan Perry, goes 1 out of 2.
Yeah, rematch of that great game that ended on a three-point play. What, double overtime?
Double OT last Thursday right here in Unitego. It was a great one. 39-34 in this one. 3:20 to go in the fourth. Unitego girls on top of Delhi. Bulldogs with the ball. They go down low for Sophia Waken at the left low block. Now back for Schnabel. Finds Little for three. Left side, Little. Oh, too strong. Rebound loose, goes back to Little. Followed her shot, dishes it back to Waken, and she finishes. What a play.
Followed her shot, which coaches always yell. Follow your shot, and then just a great bounce pass.
Three-point ball game, 39-36. Almost a steal by Schnabel at midcourt. It's a three-point ball game. Top of the key now for Unitego. Back to Haley Lucia on the right side as they go left to right. Dribbles to the left wing. At the left elbow, now finds Faulkner. Back right side for a jumper, too strong. Rebound, Meg Perry. Perry at the right low block. Puts it off the glass, it's good, and she's fouled. Perry to the line. She's only got 3 points. That's her first real bucket of the night. Doesn't seem like it.
She spent a lot of time over here on the bench, unfortunately, with all the foul trouble. That was a great play. She got that rebound. She didn't hesitate. She took two dribbles to the left side, off the glass. Good.
And so Perry to the line here, but she's been so good in all the other aspects of the game tonight. Cannot get the foul shot to go. Morgan Perry the rebound. It was blocked by Little, and the ball went to Ruker. Are we going to have a jump ball here? No, there's going to be a foul on the play. Foul on Faulkner with 2.5 to go in the fourth. That's her third, team's third. Timeout Delhi, 41-36 the score. 2.5 to go in the fourth. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2.5 to go, fourth quarter. It's 41-36. Unitego girls, the 2 seed, leading Delhi, the 3 seed, 41-36. Winner is going to get 1 seed DH, a 52-46 winner over Green earlier tonight.
Well, Nate, this is why we came.
This is, here we go, the last 2.5. The hottest ticket in town right now. And Delhi has the basketball. This would be a big possession if they could get a bucket here. They'll throw it away, though. Little tried to bounce past it down low to Ruker through her hands. Unitego will get it back. Haley Lucia to midcourt, left side. Lucia will dish one to Maddie Wilsey, and we'll have a reach-in foul on Delhi with 2:10 to go. It's going to be the third team foul on Delhi, so both teams with 3 apiece now. And that foul for Delhi going to be on Chella Schnabel, her 2nd. So Unitego will work it in. They go to Morgan Perry. Perry on the right side, now back to Haley Lucia straight away. And Unitego in no hurry here. With the lead, trying to milk a little clock. They go to Meg Perry. Down low, the shot is just a little short. Rebound for Morgan Perry, and she pulls it out. Wants to work more clock here. Morgan finds Haley Lucia. This is where having great ball handlers is so key. Lucia's probably one of the best in the league. Lucia, pull-up jumper, too strong. Rebound for Sophia Wakin. This is going to be a foul on Unitego. Yeah, it's on Maddie Wilsey. I think that's 5.
Veteran plays right there. Get that rebound, bring it back out, took another 20 seconds off. That's real smart when you're up 5 points.
That was great. You could just see as soon as she got it, pulled it right back out.
No hesitation, because this is a tight game. They get a basket right here, they're within 1 basket. You know what I mean? Like they can either get a 3 or a 2. This isn't real important what they get here. They just need to get a good look.
McCoy back in. Wilsey fouls out with those 5. Boy, and Delhi's had a couple of good looks at a 3, and that would cut it to 2 if they could get one of those to fall. They just haven't.
Yeah, only 1 3-pointer tonight early.
1.5 to go in the fourth. Here's Libby Lamport for 3. It's short. And a rebound for Unitego. And into the hands of Haley Lucia. Delhi needs some pressure, and they need a turnover. They need a stop here. They go left side for Morgan Perry. Now back up top for Haley Lucia. To Morgan Perry on the left side. Perry dishes one down low for Paige McCoy. She's fouled by Lamport. With a 1:10 to go, and Unitego in control, 41-36. Unitego right now looking for their 2nd straight trip to the MAC championship, falling to BG last year. Weird to think. BG has won 5 in a row. Somebody, we're going to have a new champ this year, is.
Yes, we will.
I've never known anything else in my CDO career than BG girls winning the match.
It's funny, I've never done a semi game because they're always playing it, and I run the clock at home. They're usually home.
Yeah, right.
Too.
So Paige McCoy to the line and cannot get it to go. Faulkner with a rebound. That's huge for Unitego. They've been great on the glass tonight.
And then they kick it right out, get it to your ball handler, let her do her thing.
Lucia back up near midcourt, goes to the far side for Morgan Perry. Perry now to Jetta Faulkner. Delhi has not fouled yet, just trying to stick their hands in there and get a steal. 10 on the shot clock now, 50 seconds on the game clock. Here's Lucia, back off for Meg Perry. At the right low block, trying to muscle it up. Wakin, Sophia Wakin with a foul with 43 seconds to go. No love lost between these two teams. Physical battle in the trenches.
I think that's 5 on Wakin.
And so Wakin's going to head to the bench here with 43 seconds to go. And back into the game will be Amanda Nealis. You feel for Delhi because they had the chances to get back in this game. There's still 43 seconds left. They trail 41-36. It's just they haven't quite been able to get over the hump.
New shot clock after the foul.
Oregon Perry on the baseline, throws it off the leg of Little. And so it will stay with Unitigo.
Four fouls on both teams, too, so going to shoot two shots on any foul.
Unitigo will look to get it in. They find Paige McCoy. She's going to dribble it out. And McCoy is fouled by Libby Lamport and will head to the line and could maybe put the icing on the cake here. And so McCoy, the senior, will head to the line with 40 seconds to go. Settling in. Cannot get the first one to go.
That's a big miss because it doesn't... If she makes this, it's still too bad. You know, you need three-pointers, but
sure,
you need two of them.
Yeah, Delhi still looking for that magical three to cut back into this game. McCoy's second shot is good. She's got seven. And a timeout is going to be taken here. Yeah, timeout taken here by Delhi. It's 42-36. Unitigo girls on top of Delhi. Max Semmes will be back with the exciting conclusion on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell, Israel Lormer with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Delhi taking the timeout. They advance it. They need a bucket here.
Quickly. Doesn't matter what it is, really. Three would be great, but two, they just need a fast basket.
They work it into Amanda Nealis. Nealis finds Little on the right side. Pump fakes. Gets down into the paint. It's going to have a good chance at it here. Little cannot get the shot to go. And an over-the-back call on Little. Faulkner at good position. And a missed opportunity there for the Bulldogs.
It was a good look. You know, it took 10 seconds to get the shot. If it falls, it changes everything here.
Wow. And there's been a couple of those where you're like, if Delhi hits that, it's a whole new ball game. And they just couldn't get it to go. Maybe that's a role you get in your home gym. You know, you start thinking about all those things. The draw, it was a three-way tie. Delhi doesn't get to play at home. Unitigo gets that break, and Unitigo has sure earned it here tonight. Faulkner at the line, first shot, good.
That was nice to shoot on your rim, Nate.
Exactly. Exactly. I think it makes a difference, truly, sometimes.
Oh, you've shot 1,000 times
right
on him.
Faulkner settling in for the second one. And this one is good. Rattled in. Shooter's touch right there. Timeout taken by Unitigo. We'll step away again. Unitigo leads 44-36. 30 seconds left on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back once again. Nate Lull, Israel Lormer with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Winner of this game will get the top seed, Deposit Hancock, 6 o'clock on Friday night at BU. We'll be there on the live call of the game. Right now it's Unitigo in control, the 2 seed over 3 seed Unitigo, 44-36. Delhi just needs to get a bucket to go, and they need some magic.
Yep. Buckets, fouls, hopefully they miss some foul shots. I really think something has changed the game, or the one-and-ones are gone out of the girls' game. And that was the way you came back sometimes, because if they missed one foul shot, you were able to go up and score. And it really has changed the landscape of the game, if you will. About 5 years that rule's been in.
Yeah, that's a great point. Delhi looks to get it in. They will find Shella Schnabel. Schnabel far side. It was tipped. Going to stay with Delhi. Last touch there by Morgan Perry. Kudos to Meg Perry here. She's played with four fouls for a lot of this fourth quarter and has just found a way to stay clean and has made, you know, that big bucket down the stretch there, which helped balloon this lead up a little bit. Stay tuned. No matter what happens, we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose in our post-game show. Going to have a foul on Unitigo as Delhi gets it into Libby Lamport. She was fouled by Morgan Perry. And Lamport to the line now. If you're Delhi, this is what you want. Get some points without the clock moving.
That was not what Coach Z wanted.
No.
He's like, foul.
What are we doing, he says.
Yeah, you don't want to let them score with the clock off.
So here is Lamport to the line, settling in. Lamport's first shot, good. First point of the night for Libby Lamport, the sophomore. One of the key guards that I think is the future here for DA. 44-37. Lamport's second shot is good. So it's 44-38. Rueker comes back in. Lamport to the bench. Little offense defense here.
Need a steal big time.
Delhi bringing the 1-2-2 full court pressure. A little full court man almost here. And now a foul by Chella Schnabel. And this will send Morgan Perry to the line. She'll make the long walk down the court. So at the moment, with 24 seconds left, it looks like we could be seeing a Unitigo DH final, a rematch of a game, a Saturday game we did here on February 8th, where DH won 46-40. It gave Unitigo their first league loss of the year. I think a lot of people were shocked by that. As here's Perry to the line, first shot no good. Lacey Drake was phenomenal that day. It really was.
I've never seen her be bad.
Yeah, me. She said the big motivation that she had this year was they lost to Delhi early, and I think she had single-digit points. Morgan Perry missed the first shot. Second one is good for Morgan. She has 11. And she told me, she said, Nate, I don't ever want to play that bad again. And the rest of the year, she has just been phenomenal. Here's Libby Lamport in the corner. Pump fakes on a three. Lost it. Gets it back. Now to Sylvia Little. Delhi running out of time. They find Riley Mason in the corner for three. It's an air ball. Rebound Faulkner with 10 seconds left. And a foul here by Sylvia Little. 45-38. And Unitigo can smell it now. So it could be DH and Lacey Drake going up against Unitigo in the final on Friday.
I really look forward to that matchup.
Me too. And you got to think, Lacey on the bigger court, a lot of more room for her to work with, but does DH have the depth? You know, there's a lot of storylines there.
I think the only MAC basketball court that's full 92 feet is green.
It's a big court, yeah.
And rest of them are the 84s, which are totally acceptable. You know, there's different size courts, especially when you get to some of these smaller
schools. Oh, my goodness, yeah, right.
But most of them are these 84s now, but that 92 feet, it makes a difference. Especially with how good she sees the floor.
I'm sure someone will answer this, but I would love to know what the old Tri-Valley floors were back in the day.
The Mount Upton one was like 45 feet long.
Misses the second foul shot. Libby Lamport down for three. It's in and out. Unitigo wins 45-38. That's the final post-game show coming up. It's Unitigo and DH for the MAC Championship on Friday. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time inside the gym here at the U. 45-38 our final score. 2-seed Unitego defeats 3-seed Delhi to move on to the MAC championship. They'll take on top seed Deposit Hancock, who downed 4-seed Green 52-46 earlier tonight. So Nate Lull, Israel Lorimer here. Both semifinal games, real close, real good.
I expected that. I mean, you know, typically those top four teams, unless somebody's really good, it's always a good game. Even, you know, doing a lot of those Bainbridge-Guilford games over the last 4 years. Green gave them a great game one time. We actually played Delhi in a semifinal 1 year. They're just usually good games. Unitego a couple of times. These teams are ready to play, and obviously it's late in the season. They're playing their best basketball, and that's what you see, and that's what you hope to see. You know, watching it as a fan, that's what you want.
Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Delaware Academy, for Delhi, 16 points. It's a game high for Sophia Wakin. 6 apiece for Sylvia Little, Riley Mason, and Alana Ruker. 2 apiece for Libby Lamport and Cadence Wakin. Very balanced on the other side for Unitego. Morgan Perry with 11. Jenna Faulkner with 9, Haley Lucia with 8, Maddie Wilsey with 7, Paige McCoy with 7, and 3 for Meg Perry. So Unitego wins. Meg Perry only with 3 points, but everybody else steps up. That's huge.
Faulkner had a great game. Mm-hmm. I think that was the difference in the game, to be perfectly honest with you. She had a couple nice drives. She was able to get to the foul line and hit a couple from there. And sometimes that's what you need to get your offense on. It's not necessarily baskets. Just get a foul, get to those foul lines when you're really grinding against a team like Delhi.
Let's do our 3 awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'd like to go our one Delhi Award winner, Sophia Wakin, 16 points. I mean, that's a game high. She got baskets when they really needed it.
No argument over here. That's what I was going to say.
Let's do our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Any thoughts on the Unitego side for that?
Well, I know Megan Perry didn't have a lot of points, but she had great rebounds. Mm-hmm. She probably had 15 rebounds tonight. She did a really nice job that way. And defensively, it's just hard to get around those long arms that all three of those girls up front possess, but especially her.
Yeah, let's do Meg Perry for our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. Well, we do have one other award after this. The ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Any thoughts on that? Is maybe Jenna?
Yeah, I thought Jenna had a great game overall. She's one of those three people up front that's really hard, that full court pressure to get around. And then offensively, I felt when Megan went to the bench, she really took over offensively and on this right baseline down here was able to get in there. Didn't make baskets on those, but got to the foul line and made both foul shots.
We do have one other award tonight. When we do a Unitego game, Jeff Newman, the sponsor from Jake's Deli, is a great guy. We usually do a sub. He gives out a sub for a sub of the game, something like that. Wants to do a large cheese pizza tonight from Jake's and Otego. They're your home for groceries, subs, snacks, drinks, whatever you want. Any thought on kind of our player of the game from Jake's Deli, maybe another Unitego player that stepped up big? Yeah, let's go Morgan Perry, I think. Morgan Perry will get the large pizza tonight from Jake's Deli in Otego. 11 points. Ricky McPherson wants the large cheese pizza here for a photographer of the game, but we just can't give it to him.
There was a lot of them
here tonight. Photographers.
I mean, he might have been the best one here.
He might have been, though. Yep. I think there was 4 or 5 photographers. So we'll have to see. Jason's going to be very upset with this. Well, we'll give Morgan Perry our free cheese pizza, large cheese pizza from Jake's in Otsego. They have pizza now, folks, so if you're in the area and you need pizza, head down to Jake's and get everything else you need as well. So, Iz, we'll see you on Friday.
Can't wait, man.
It's going to be great. Girls are at 6, boys are at 8. The boys' semifinals are tomorrow. We'll be doing Sydney, and they'll be over at Del High. That's the 1 versus the 4. Unitigo's the 2. They'll be hosting Green here. Wherever you go tomorrow night, you're going to see some good basketball. So,
yeah, I think both will be great matchups again. I mean, obviously, Del High has had a great year. It would be interesting to see if you're Green, those Green boys, I'm sure they want to come right back here and play that game. They're looking forward to that matchup. I am sure of it.
I wish I could be in two places at once because that's going to be a great game tomorrow. I'm sure Green's coming for revenge, and Unitigo wants to prove that, hey, last time wasn't a fluke, you know.
Exactly.
So, and the winners will go to the MAC Championship. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens, back in our WCDO studios in on Main Street. We appreciate it. Unitigo girls defeat Del High 45-38. It'll be Unitigo and DH for the MAC Championship on Friday. We'll see you then, folks. We'll also see you tomorrow on WCDO Sports.